Listen to the story now.
This story is one that many of you in large Jewish communities may have to use your imagination and think, what if? What if we didn't have a choice of different times we could catch a minyan for Shachris every day? What if we hardly had enough people to be sure our minyan would start on time? What if we always had to worry, will we even have a minyan today? Listen to what one boy accomplished in small town USA. It was only 7:45 in the morning, but the July sun was hot on Yossi Friedman's neck as he raced up Maple Street on his old bicycle. He noticed his friend Sammy on the other side.
Hey, Yossi.
Called Sammy.
We're having an early game at the empty lot this morning. Can you come down now?
I can't. I've got to find someone for a minion. We've only got 9 men.
Minion, shminion. You're always running errands for those old men in shul. As a matter of fact, why don't you play baseball with them also?
For a second, Yossi felt like abandoning his errand and joining the game. But he promptly forgot about it when he saw Mr. Rosen at his window of his house down the road. He called him and asked,
Mr. Rosen, we need a 10th man for the minion. Can you come?
Sure thing, Yossi. I was going to daven at home today because I got up late. But if you still need me, I'll be there right away.
Yossi made a U-turn and pedaled back to shul, his mission accomplished. He went inside and took out his own tefillin and started putting them on for the second time in his life. He put the square tefillin on his left arm and felt his fingers curve automatically around an imaginary ball.
Who cares anyways?
Thought Yossi.
I'm going to be bar mitzvah in a month and then I won't have much time for ball. Anyway, with me included, we'll be 10% closer to a minyan and then we'll be able to daven earlier.
Yossi looked around and saw everybody davening quietly. Everybody, but that wasn't much. Just 10 older men and himself. Grahamsville, Ohio had only a handful of religious Jews, and very often they couldn't even put together a minyan. It was Yossi's job to find the 10th man every morning. And in return for his efforts, Mr. Rubenstein, the Shamus, would learn with Yossi his bar mitzvah parsha, teach him some Chumash and Rashi, since unfortunately there was no yeshiva in Grahamsville, so he depended on his daily 2-hour learning with Mr. Rubenstein, mornings in the summer and after school in the winter. This was his entire Jewish education. Mr. Friedman, Yossi's father, had promised Yossi he would send him to yeshiva high school once he was bar mitzvah. Yossi could hardly wait. There he would make new friends, not just boys like Sammy who could think of only 2 things, playing ball and, playing ball. Yossi reviewed all his thoughts in his mind after davening as he carefully put his tefillin back in its new blue velvet sack. The 2-hour shiur slipped by quickly and Yossi went outside to hop onto his bike and go home. He looked his bike over carefully. He noticed the kickstand giving way. The front fender was already gone and the back fender didn't have much time either.
I don't think it will last much longer,
he told his mother.
This bicycle is just going to drop on me.
I know, dear, but we just can't afford a new one now. Every penny we have, we're putting away to allow you to go to yeshiva.
No, Ma, it's okay,
said Yossi.
I didn't mean to complain. I guess I'll manage until September.
After lunch, Yossi went riding around looking for something to do. He passed the empty lot and saw the game going on, but both teams were filled up. Sam in the outfield saw him and shouted something at Yossi. Yossi was glad he couldn't hear him, because I'm sure what Sammy screamed probably wasn't too nice. Yossi kept riding until he came to the downtown section of the city. He decided, hey, window shopping sounded like a good idea. Let me just look into this window.
Hey there, Yossi.
He heard somebody calling.
Could you please bring a package over to 201 Elvin Street for me?
It was Mr. Rosen, the man he had gotten for the minion that morning.
Sure thing,
said Yossi.
You came to show for me, so why shouldn't I do this for you?
Mr. Rosen laughed.
Yossi, I didn't come to shul for you. I came to shul for myself. And if you do a good job in the delivery, you know what? I could even give you a job doing this all day. How about it?
That was how Yossi started working for Rosen's dry goods. Running errands, delivering, and even selling when Mr. Rosen was very busy. The diamond quarter tips and the $2 a day wages seemed to add up. It was then that Yossi decided to save up the money for a new 10-speed bike. The summer days flew by quickly for Yossi. He was busy in the morning and busy at night, learning and running errands. On Sunday afternoon, Mr. Friedman would plan something special to relieve the strain of his busy schedule. Once, Mr. Friedman got 3 tickets to a Reds ball game in Cincinnati. Yossi decided to invite Sammy, although they really hadn't spoken much since that day back in July.
"Boy, that'd be great,"
said Sammy.
"I'll be over right after breakfast. It's a long trip to Cincinnati."
Sammy was so excited about going, he ended up coming to the Friedman house at 7:30 in the morning. And when he knocked on the door, he found Yossi and Mr. Friedman getting ready to leave.
"We're not going to the game yet, Sammy. We first have to go daven. We need to make the menu today. Somebody has a yard sale. You could come with us, don't worry,"
said Yossi to Sammy.
"Nobody's going to bite you."
The Shamus met them at the door of the shul.
"Good morning, Mr. Friedman. Hello, Yossi. Let's see now. You make 8, and Yossi's still not bar mitzvah. We need 2 more people."
"I'll find someone,"
volunteered Yossi.
"Come on, Sammy, it won't take long."
They went over to Mr. Cohen's house, since he was the nearest house they could think of.
"I wish I could go,"
said Mr. Cohen.
"But I have no one to watch little Mendy. His mother is in the hospital with our newborn daughter."
"We could stay here and watch him,"
suggested Sammy.
"Yeah, but we only have 9 then. Who else can we try?"
"I'm 13 already,"
said Sammy.
"I know how to daven a little bit. Do you think there's an extra pair of tefillin in shul? I don't have mine with me."
"Sure, just ask Mr. Rubenstein. He'll give you a pair, and then you'll be the 10th man."
Mr. Cohen and Sammy hurried away together, leaving Yossi with the baby. Yossi put on his tefillin in Mr. Cohen's house and began to daven. But this time he davened with more kavanah.
"Please, Hashem, please,"
he davened.
"Let Sammy change his opinion about Torah mitzvahs and all other Jewish things."
After 40 minutes, Yossi heard voices down the block. Through the window, he saw Sammy walking between Mr. Friedman and Mr. Cohen, talking excitedly.
"I never thought there were so many interesting things to know about being a Jew,"
he explained later in the car on the way to Cincinnati.
"It's not old man stuff at all."
Yossi and his father spoke to Sammy, trying to convince him to join Yossi in his daily lessons with the Shamus. Sammy agreed to come at least once in a while. The game that afternoon was very exciting. But strangely enough, on the way home, all Sammy could talk about was tefillin, Sifrei Torah, davening, minyan, and mitzvahs. Sammy and Yossi became good friends after that. Yossi asked Sammy to come to shul on the Shabbos of his bar mitzvah to hear him lane. He also asked him to join him on Sunday when the family had an open house for his friends. On Sunday, many guests came bringing gifts with them. Yossi opened them and thanked everyone. Then he announced,
"Since I'm going away to yeshiva, I decided that I really don't need a bike anymore. So I took the money that I saved and bought a present for Sammy, who never had a real bar mitzvah."
"Boy, great,"
said Sammy with tears in his eyes, as he accepted the square package and started to open it. He took the paper off the package and removed the lid of the cardboard box. Inside was a red velvet bag.
"Why, it's a brand new pair of tefillin, all my own. Now I can go to shul and not have to borrow someone else's."
Sammy's father spoke up.
"We also got you something, Yossi. I work for the big department store downtown, and I was able to get this for a very big discount."
He then wheeled in a new 10-speed bike.
"We have another surprise for you too,"
said Sammy's father.
"Sammy has convinced me to send him to yeshiva together with you."
The rest of the day, Yossi went around in a daze. A new bike of his own, a friend to go to yeshiva with, and not just anyone, but Sammy, who he was working on all summer. He hardly remembered going to sleep that night. He awoke the next morning and opened his eyes to see his new bike, for his mother had let him keep it in his room for that night. He took it outside, put his tefillin bag in the basket, and rode to shul.
"Today's your day, Yossi, my boy,"
greeted the Shamus.
"What do you mean, Mr. Rubenstein? I was bar mitzvah on Shabbos, don't you remember?"
"I know, Yossi, but today is still your day. Today you are the 10th man for the minyan."
Proud of his important new role, completing the minyan himself this time instead of getting someone else, Yossi strode over to his regular seat. His father was already there wearing his talis and tefillin, and he nodded at Yossi. On the other side of his seat was Sammy, too engrossed in putting on his new tefillin to even notice Yossi walk in. Yossi looked around the room. This was the happiest day of his life. His friend, his father, the city. Wow, it was even better than a double header.